Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. You can call or text. You can email idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. Let's start with Matt, who's on the phone. Matt joins us. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, bud. Good.
So I had a lawnmower that my boss wanted to buy.
Okay.
It was a nice motorless lawnmower, one of them whisper lawnmowers. So I told him $75. I'll bring it in. Pay me when you can. 6 months went by. He never made a payment, never attempted to pay me. And then I quit the job.
Okay.
He just completely blew me off. Now I'm to the point where the old me is starting to creep back into my mind.
What's the old you?
Someone that wouldn't tolerate that crap.
Okay.
So now I just want to know what I should do because karma ain't working.
No.
And I want to create some instant karma.
Have you asked him directly? Just like, hey, man, I gave you that lawnmower.
Yes.
And what's he say?
Nothing. Completely blows me off.
He ignores the, like, you text him or what?
Yeah, I texted him and I've called him.
You don't see him in person anymore since you guys don't work together anymore?
Yeah, I told him, suck a D, I'm out.
Yeah, I bet. What are you thinking of doing? Because my gut says this is a sunk cost. You're not getting the money. You're probably not getting your lawnmower back. And anything else is just going to add potential drama. But what were you thinking, just in case I'm completely wrong?
People say two wrongs don't make a right, but they make you feel a lot better.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Steal it back?
I ain't going to tell you what I'm going to do on the radio, but I got to do something. And I'm hoping you guys got something better for me.
Yeah, let it go, man. It sucks. Don't get me wrong. You should be pissed.
Learn the lesson of don't give something to somebody until they have money to pay you.
I got that one, man. Yeah.
I've been there before. Where I go, well, that was dumb.
Let me ask you, Matt, the ideas that are bouncing around in your head, is it something that would be considered illegal? Could you get arrested for it if you were caught?
No, because I wouldn't get caught.
To
me, it's one of them things like it should be tenfold. You stole my lawnmower, now I'm going to steal your car. You know, that's the old me.
But he didn't steal your lawnmower. You gave it to him and then said, pay me when you get a chance. And now it's biting you in the ass because you were trying to be nice, which I get.
Yeah.
Everybody's been taken advantage of at some point or another where you go, well, that really sucks. But honestly, letting it go is much more freeing weight than sitting there trying to plan how you're going to get back at somebody.
But if you let it go, you got to actually go, whatever.
Just go, all
right. Easy come, easy go.
He's going to get his one day in one way or another. You might not be there to see it or even hear about it, but it'll happen. Maybe he'll be using it and he'll end up accidentally cutting his finger off with it.
Yeah. He'll shoot a rock through his face.
Yeah, or something stupid. I mean, I don't know.
Ultimately, it's your choice.
Yeah.
But from the outside looking in, a $75 lawnmower is not worth whatever trouble you potentially could get in if you did get caught. I know you don't think you will, but no one sets out to do something like that and thinks, I'm going to get caught, but it's worth it.
Right?
Not worth it.
Sorry. We're a total wet blanket on this.
Yeah. Don't let the old you creep back in.
Therapist told me not to let that happen, so.
See?
Yeah.
We're on the right track. All right, Matt, good luck. Text, do not tell this guy to cut the brake lines.
He has
the clippers right now to the brake lines.
Who thinks Matt is going to follow our advice?
This text, tell him to light the house on fire. No!
No.
I think Matt might agree in the moment, but there's going to be some shaky times down the road.
And we all get it. It sucks getting ripped off like that. It sucks when somebody screws you over.
But it will happen to you again at some point. And you've probably done it to somebody else. Maybe you didn't even know you did it. I've done that before where I got something from somebody and then like years later I go, I don't know if I ever paid that person for that.
He has reminded him. So
of
the
course,
guy seems
course.
To be a piece of S.
He's knowingly ignoring him.
Whoever the jerk was who said forgiveness is for you, not them, where when you forgive it takes away the pit in your stomach. You don't have to forget. You don't have to let them back into your life. And I know this is a little deeper than just a lawnmower. But whoever said that's annoying because they were right.
Well, it is. I mean, it really is true.
You know.
They're not feeling your feelings. They're off living their life fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there stewing and murdering yourself on the inside for nothing. So sometimes, it is just best to let it go. Yeah. It's a huge weight off your shoulders.
Now, the audience doesn't agree with this. Try to sleep with his wife, cut the brake lines, light the house on fire.
I mean, try to sleep with his wife. That's okay, because he can't get arrested for that.
I suppose that's true.
Adultery is only bad in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the whole brake line thing and arson thing, those are illegal. Those are big time crimes.
Those are so easy to track down. You know, no matter how good you think you are at it, you always leave evidence.
I
don't know what his wife looks like.
Hey, buds, I need some advice. How do I get my best friend to understand that the girl he's with is not good for him and she's using him? She gets mad at him for every little thing, but he keeps running back. She even told him it was move to Kentucky with her or lose her. He doesn't want to go. What should I do to tell him?
Tell him not to go and then let it go. I mean, you can't convince people of feelings. We've all tried. Sometimes you just got to make those mistakes or not. I mean, you live and learn. So if he asks your advice, you give it to him and then let it go.
It's pretty rare, like trying to think over all the years of someone where you know someone told them, hey, your significant other is crappy. Doesn't take very often. If it does take, they already knew.
And the thing is, they might know you're right, but I can tell you this from experience. If you're seeing somebody and, you know, people are like, oh no, that she's bad. You go, okay, now I'm starting to dislike you. Now I'm going to distance myself from you instead of that person because you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
I get your feelings. Now let it go.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're risking ruining your friendship because you have an opinion.
That was super helpful for me, actually. I had a guy who would break up with me a lot and he would just leave me places. And so he left me somewhere and I'd called a girlfriend of mine and she's like, dude, this is like the third or fourth time he's done this to you. And it's not like he left me somewhere where I could walk home. We were in cities we didn't live in.
Yeah.
Even if I had friends who were there, it was a familiar place. It's still, you don't do that.
That would never be
okay.
And
it was never because like he caught me doing something bad. He would just get drunk and turn a little insecure and kind of mean. And I would just kind of stand there and be like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And so he'd leave me, whatever. So one of my closest friends told me, like, this is the final time I'm having this conversation with you. If this comes up again and he leaves you and you stay with him, I'll have to show you as a friend what it's like to exit this friendship until you are no longer with this person.
Mm.
And so I was like, all right, I'll give him one more chance. And then he did it one more time. And I was like, all right, and we're done. Because I thought about it. I was like, you know what? If my best friend wouldn't do this to me, why am I with somebody who claims to love me, who constantly does this to me when he drinks? I'm fun when I drink. I don't turn into a butthole. And just because you turn into a butthole and want to be mean to me doesn't mean I have to like be with you. And it was worth keeping that friendship versus trying to save a relationship.
When that conversation first happened, Kelly, did you accept it or were you like, Jesus?
No, I totally accepted it.
Somewhere you knew
what
you should do already.
And I think when somebody's treating you that way and you really put it into that perspective of, man, my best friend would never do this to me, or, hey, my best friend's pointing this out and they're right. You've already known that. Somebody shouldn't leave you like that just because they got drunk and mad. And if it's a habit that they have, or if they get drunk and they break up with you, like, that's a really gross habit.
Yeah.
And there are times where you can say that was fine. Like, I can be more understanding in this scenario or that scenario. But if it's repetitive, at that point, I was so thankful she finally said that, because it was a hard line in the sand for me. Because I said it to him one last time, like, you do it one more time, we're done.
Yeah.
And he did it. And we were done.
This is a theoretical question. People need advice. How do you show love and affection to someone when you've never been shown what true love and affection looks like?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody shows it differently. Show love the way you know how to show love. You'll probably augment over time if you're with somebody who loves you back and then they show you love in a more traditional, normal way or a healthier way.
I have no idea if this is effective, but imagine in every scenario, if you can, it's a lot of effort initially. What would you hope someone did for you that loved you? What would make you feel warm or happy or loved in that moment?
Yeah.
Noticed, cared for, and then try to do something like that, if that's possible. But if you've never seen that, I don't know. I didn't grow up in that situation. We weren't an I love you hugs family, but I never worried that I wasn't loved.
Yeah, if you've never seen it, you still can kind of know what you yearned for and what you really wanted. And so, like you were saying, Freebeer, the things that you feel like you needed to feel loved, or the things that you could point out and be like, I didn't get that and I want that. Then do that for somebody else.
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. I mean, honestly, like, how do you want to be treated? Well, then you start.
Yeah.
Most people don't need these big, crazy, grand gestures. Most people, it's just like, oh, that was really nice that that person put my dishes away for me, you know, or like remembered that this was important and they saw something and went, hey, I was at the store and I saw this, you know, like Maitland, you brought up drinking glasses yesterday. I go, hey, I was at the store and I saw the drinking glass you mentioned. I got it for you. Here you go. It's just, oh, you mean enough to me that I remembered you said this.
That's it. Like listening and remembering.
And that shows love to friends and lovers and family and strangers. I mean, honestly, yeah. I think just pay attention.
If you are somewhat of like an analytical person looking into the five love languages, I know there's books about it. There's quizzes online and everything like that. It teaches you kind of how you like to show love and how you like to receive it. Because I show love by like showing up for people, but I receive it by like words of affirmation. Like, I don't know you love me until you tell me, hey, you're doing a really great job. I love you.
Now, the other idea that you could do is check out a film series called My Family Pies on RedTube.
I don't know what that is. I have a hunch.
It's a lot of, pseudo step siblings that hook up. They show love to one another in so many different ways.
Yeah, that's one of the love languages.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes people put their junk in a box at Christmas. You know, sometimes people are helping hang Easter decorations. You don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're getting stuck in the dryer.
Yeah, that happens. Getting stuck happens all the time with step siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other ways that you can show love, too, during holidays. And
hypothetically. Yes.
There's a lot of options out there for learning.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.